I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Today's show is going to sound like one of those infomercials that's just too good to be true. But trust me, this one just might work. How would you like to increase your running speed right now? How would you like to get to first base faster in your very next game? No, there's nothing special to eat or drink, no steroids, no health store stuff, no exercise routines or gym reps, or anything else that takes time and costs money. I'm talking today, I'm talking free, and I'm talking easy. Okay, enough of the hype. Here's the deal. The way you run may not be the best way to run. You may be slowing yourself down. I asked two experts about running styles. To get the best speed from what you already have, should you take longer or shorter steps? Should you lean forward or stand tall? Should you land on your heels or your toes? Should you point your toes in or out or straight ahead? How should you swing your arms? Now here's the interesting part. The answers I got from these two experts didn't always agree. So what you need to do is listen to the methods they both suggest, try them, and see what works best for you. Okay, here we go. Expert number one is Roy Palmer of fitnessprogramsforlife.com. Roy says, when running to first base, don't worry about getting completely upright because the distance is short. Good sprinters get fully upright as they run, but not immediately. You may or may not be fully upright by the time you reach first base. And keep your head looking down as you run. Pulling your head back puts on the brakes as your neck muscles tighten. Roy also says that the use of your arms is vital for speed. I'm quoting now, "Pumping the arms with the high action will help to accelerate and drive the legs. But this has to be used in conjunction with a sense of pushing off the ground to drive forward. If the batter's legs are relaxed, they're better able to use the ground reaction forces as their lower legs will spring or recoil off the ground. If the legs are tense, they're unable to use the ground as effectively, because tension prevents fast muscle contraction and release. If a batter attempts to stride out, his foot will land in front of his body and slow him down. The feet should land under the body and on the ball of the foot." Roy also says the toes should point more forward than out to the side, otherwise the mechanics of the leg won't work as effectively. And he says one factor overlooked by most speed coaches is that the face and jaw muscles should be relaxed as you run. Any tension in this area will impede coordination. A runner should be relaxed and use the arms to run, let his legs spring off the ground, and let his body respond to the reaction forces. The harder a runner tries to run, the more unnecessary muscle activity he brings to the action. It's a bit like applying the brake when driving a car. Expert number two is Bob Speroni of athleticquickness.com. Bob says, after you hit the ball, push off with the leg and foot with a slight lean forward for the first three or four steps. For the rest of the sprint towards first, the runner should be in the upright position. The emphasis is no longer on pushing off with the leg on the ground. The focus is not on stride length. The focus is more on getting your trailing leg out in front of you as quickly as possible. Your trailing leg should come forward quickly and reach out, but when it hits the ground, your foot should be pretty much directly below your hips. So you should never land on your heel or try to land on your toes. Your foot is mostly flat when it strikes the ground. If anything, your heel may end up being slightly raised at that point. If your heel strikes first, that will slow you down. Bob goes on, keep your eyes on where you are going. Look to the first base coach for his directions. Don't watch the ball. When running, keep your upper arm and lower arm at a 45-degree angle at the elbow and your hands moving straight back and forward. Do not move your hands across your chest while sprinting. The only time the toes could be pointing slightly outward is during those first three or four steps in order to get more traction if necessary. After that, the toes should be pointed straight forward while the runner is in the upright position. Bob continues, stay relaxed during the run to first. Do not try to exert more force to get more speed. Stay relaxed and let your muscles, in particular your hip flexor muscles, do their job. Keep those muscles conditioned. Maintain your speed past first base. Try to time your stride so you hit first base in a natural stride sequence. You may likely need to reach out with your foot in order to avoid an extra stride and possibly overstepping the base. It's okay to land on first base with your heel first. At that point, you begin your deceleration. And there you have it, two experts on how to increase your running speed immediately. Now, of course, there are long-term exercise programs to increase your speed, and both Ray and Bob can help you there, too. Their websites are listed in the program notes for this show. Thanks again to Ray Palmer and Bob Speroni for sharing their expertise, and thank you for listening. There are more articles on playing softball at my website, slowpitchmanual.com. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.